Joining us by phone now, we have Alex Andrade, our state representative for District 2. You remember the 90s, Alex?
I was born in 89, Andrew, so only half of it.
I know. It hurts right there. That what you just said, that hurts. Okay, but that's fine. That's fine. I want to talk to you, Alex, because you are going to be in a meeting today there's a vote going on today to have approval for several funding issues that are extremely relevant for stuff we've been talking about on this show recently, especially the issue of Baker Act intake beds, a facility, and all of that. Can you tell us what's going on?
Yeah. So I don't want to jinx it, but there's this committee called the Legislative Budget Commission. It's made up of half state representatives and half of the commission is made up of state senators. And they're meeting today to vote on a slate of approved projects or recommended projects by the Speaker of the House. The total overall amount of money for these projects is $175 million. And I believe between Escambia and Santa Rosa County, the amount of money that's recommended for funding in the slate for that $175 million pot is about $10 million. And some of those projects include $1.4 million to help Baptist Hospital build part of their new behavioral health facility. That's a new Baptist hospital, money to go help build public bathrooms at Veterans Memorial Park, money to help build a new fire training facility for Escambia County Fire Rescue and first responders, money for, to help IHMC, the Institute for Human Machine Cognition, Whiting Aviation Fields, and to help, build out some more cybersecurity training at the University of West Florida. So,
wow.
I don't want to jinx it. The meeting begins around 12 o'clock Central Time, 1 p.m. Eastern. But hopefully, so long as the recommended list of funding priorities goes unamended, unchanged during that meeting, a lot of things that are important to this community will get funded in the coming months.
So we're not in session right now. It's not part of the regular budget. You correct me anything I get wrong. Where is this money coming from? What is the process here? Does it have to go through, the Senate has to vote, the committee has... I don't understand what we're dealing with here. I love the news because it's all good stuff, but tell me, why are we getting this money?
So this pot of money was actually approved in... our budget,
okay.
Our state budget that the governor signed. It was essentially this amalgamous new idea, which was, halfway through the year, because we're a part-time legislature, we only meet for 60 days for session every year. There are projects that come up mid-year that are worthy of consideration. I don't know if this will continue in budgets in the future. One big dynamic here is that the governor does not have veto authority because this is part of the budget that he's already signed. And so one dynamic that really we all had to take in consideration was, well, if the governor vetoed a special project, you now get to go and ask for money for that project again, knowing that the governor has no oversight over,
right.
Well, he's got oversight, but knowing that the governor doesn't have a veto pen in this situation. And the decision was made not to go that route, obviously, because I think the governor did have some legal authority to say, if I vetoed, money for the same exact request,
right?
You don't get to now go and double dip or try again.
This isn't like the safety net slush fund for things the governor vetoes. And if you did it that way, even if you had the legal authority to do it and he couldn't stop you, well, that'd be the last year you got this program. I mean, that's, so that's not a good approach.
Exactly. The governor is a very powerful man. He's a very, very popular nationally right now. No one wants to insult or offend him at all. Actually, 10%, the speaker announced that about 10% of all requests were vetoed projects, and the decision was made not to even consider those projects.
Yeah.
So these are all new projects, new concepts, and so long as this slate does not get amended, it's very exciting for Northwest Florida because we got a significant amount of money you know, compared to our population for projects in this area, so long as the commission,
changes.
Which actually Joe Williamson does sit on, votes to approve the recommended slate of projects.
Yeah, so the one that I particularly wanted to have you on to focus on is the $1.4 million for Baker Act beds. That, to me, that's a big deal because that sounds like that's going to be part of solving the problem we've got with Florida West Hospital, HCA Florida West, no longer wanting to take any Baker Acts and only temporarily being willing to take adult Baker Acts, and Baptist being obviously the primary facility and only facility for juveniles. But this would seem to go to, is it, so you said this is going to work, this is going to go to the Baptist facility for behavioral and health issues, but it is also going to help with Baker Act intakes. Would this also be connected to the idea of creating a central facility or intake capacity? Is that what this is for?
No, so with the Baker Act issue, with the loss of capacity, there's, you know, short-term solutions, intermediate, you know, midterm
sure.
solutions and long-term solutions.
Sure.
I would put this money in the pot for long-term solutions.
Okay.
Baptist Hospital is, you know, preparing to provide services for behavioral health for, you know, people with dementia, people with Alzheimer's, and this money is going towards helping build out their new facility, which their new facility won't even be open until
like a year,
you know,
from now,
about halfway through 2023. So this would go into that long-term solution pot for consideration. It does not address, you know, the loss of those, you know,
okay.
70 patients accepted by West Florida, you know, for Baker Act services, but it will go towards, you know, increasing capacity and assisting in those services, you know, starting next year and down the line.
Very good.
Especially as our population ages and we need more of these services in the future.
And you know, you went over the list kind of quickly, but I did just want to check, you said it's about $250,000 for bathrooms at the Veterans Memorial Park, and then also some funds for Escambia Fire. Is that going to be equipment acquisition or for personnel? Oh, you said for the fire training, right? That's what it's going to be for.
Yeah, it's $400,000. The ask was $1 million. The proposed grant was $400,000 to help with the planning and construction of a new training facility for Escambia Fire Rescue.
Outstanding. Well, hey, you know, that, as you said, let's not jinx it by assuming, but let's hope for the best when we go into this meeting today. Alex Andrade, he is our state representative for District 2. Alex, one final thing. Are you appropriately afraid to face off against me tomorrow in the kickball match?
Andrew, I'm terrified, petrified, mortified at the idea of going up against you in kickball, but I will be stretching from the time I hang up with you until tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
Same.
And tickets are free. Come on out to the Blue Wahoos tomorrow to watch a friendly game of kickball.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's basically cops and politicians versus the Navy and the media. And so it's going to be, you know, it should be interesting. Alex, thanks as always for the time. We'll talk to you again soon. See you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Andrew.